This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is New Jersey Congressman Scott Garrett, Republican from the Garden State's 5th Congressional District. He's a member of both the House Financial Services and Budget Committees. We want to get his insight on the latest developments in the ongoing fight over financial reform legislation, which is now primarily in the U.S. Senate. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
It's good to be with you. Thank you.
Obviously, over the past 3 days, we saw Senate Republicans block moving the legislation to the floor. They say that the president, in a lot of ways, blocked a bipartisan reform deal, and there were certain issues they wanted to be able to negotiate, first and foremost of which is the $50 billion fund, which I know most in your party believe is a bailout fund. Was that enough of a concession to move forward on this? So what's your sense on what happened yesterday?
I would say that it's really not clear what the heck happened in the Senate yesterday. In essence, what they're saying is that they're willing to take the fight to the floor as opposed to procedural issues that have come before it. But no, the even if we remove the $50 billion slush fund, the bill as it stands right now is still a bailout bill that will bail out big Wall Street banks at the expense of the American taxpayer.
We had a policy analyst on earlier today who said that there's literally language in the Dodd bill which expressly commands the exact scenario that got us into this mess with respect to the housing crisis, that banks will once again be forced to seek out and extend mortgages to those who they know most likely can't pay them back. And if the loans fail and if the banks need money, the taxpayer will be there to back them up. What can you tell us for sure about that?
Your guess was exactly correct. The underlying problems that brought us here have not been changed and actually haven't even been touched. I think he's talking about the CRA-type requirements and the like, which compels banks to make these loans. The GSEs, as you know, the Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, which are in debt to the taxpayer to the tune of $400 billion, the largest expenditure of any of these bailouts, continues to be operated, and no reform comes from this administration. And yes, your guess was also correct that as that all continues, and if it does create another serious problem like we had this time, yes, once again, the Fed and the Treasury will stand there ready to and have the power to bail out another huge Wall Street bank again at the expense, at the cost of the American taxpayer.
Let's talk about a couple of other provisions. I know another point of contention, Congressman, has been the creation of this Consumer Financial Protection Agency. In the Dowd bill, it'd be housed in the Fed. I think in the House bill, it was separate from the Fed. What's your sense on how that is structured?
Nothing's changed there. I mean, there was no give or take whatsoever by the administration or by Senator Dodd with the Republicans on this. It's been really much of a sham, if you will, as far as saying that the administration, Obama, is trying to be bipartisan in this. Dodd basically stuck in his heels and didn't give on that or much anything else. So the bill that's about ready to go to the floor now with a number of amendments is the same, for all given sense, the same bill that they started with.
Congressman, I don't want to get off on a tangent with immigration, but one of the big arguments in that debate is that the laws that are already on the books haven't been enforced. What about in terms of the financial sector, where some say the regulations that ought to be in place are already there? Maybe if some folks at the SEC spent some time doing their jobs and some other things on their computer, we'd actually have the type of policing that would make some sense on Wall Street.
Well, that's a good point. As a matter of fact, there wasn't even an editorial or an op-ed, I believe, in a newspaper called The American Banker making that just a similar point several weeks ago. They said, you know, even if you pass this bill, all you're really saying is, okay, we have the laws on the books in the past. Regulators, you didn't do it right the last time. Now we really want you to do it right the next time without any real changes to make sure that it gets done any better the next time around. So we can be having, unfortunately, this conversation 6 months or 6 years from now because the whole situation can just replicate or duplicate itself all over again.
Congressman, if you could pick a couple things, and it sounds like there's numerous things, but
sure,
a couple of things that absolutely need to be in here and a couple of things that absolutely ought to be out of here, what would they be?
Well, we need to be in here are the item we talked about, and that is reforming GSEs, Fannie and Freddie. That's costing us $400 billion. All we know already could cost us several trillion dollars. That's got to be in there. What's got to be out of there is bailouts. We have to stop the too-big-to-fail model, the moral hazard that's been created by this and past administrations, and end putting the taxpayer on the hook.
Seems like I've asked you this on every major piece of legislation over the past couple of years, from stimulus to health care. Is this a bill that's salvageable, or does it need to be scrapped and started from scratch?
Well, I mean, I would think they should go back to the process of being in committee. We had over 50 different committee meetings in the House to try to get our bill through, the House bill, and that felt rushed because it was so complex. The Senate spent 20 minutes on it. So I think you really need to go back to the beginning and have some deep and insightful discussion on this before we bring it to the floor.
We were talking on Wednesday with the Senator DeMint, who's on the Senate Banking Committee, and he says that he sensed some real bipartisanship on the committee. There were bipartisan teams, one senator from each party, working on different aspects of the bill, and all of a sudden, Senator Dodd got some marching orders from the White House. What was the process like in the House, and what do you know about what happened on the Senate side?
Well, I think Senator DeMint was right, that they at least started out on the right foot to try to do this in a bipartisan manner. They set up seven different subcommittees or something or other like that. But then you're right. Obama said no more to this bipartisan stuff, yanked it out of committee. In the House, as I say, we at least tried to do that. Again, the bill that came out of the House was not one that I liked, nor did I vote for. But at least we had at least some discussion, 50 different hearings on different parts. Remember, this is hugely complicated. We are rewriting laws that have been in place for 70 or 80 years, totally restructuring the economy and the financial system of this country. I think it's worth getting right and doing it the right way.
Well, we'll see if they do, in fact, get it right, at least from your perspective. Congressman, we always appreciate your insight. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Congressman Scott Garrett represents New Jersey's 5th Congressional District, a member also of both the House Financial Services and Budget Committees. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.